We may not like the rules, but every place needs them. And with the rules comes a person to enforce them. But Langtree, Texas had few rules and no one to lay down the law. That changed with a man named Roy B. It's one of our favorites from 2016 and is part of this Christmas week edition of The American Countryside.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Roy Bean began operating a saloon, mostly catering to workers of rail camps west of San Antonio. By 1882, he had migrated to what would become the town of Langtree, Texas.
Pecos County was a massive county back that time. And if you can imagine there not being any law between Fort Stockton, Texas, which is still another 2 hours past here, all the way to San Antonio, which is long farther than 2 hours away to our east, nobody was providing any law.
Lee Hoy shares the story from the Judge Roy Bean Visitor Center, a Texas information center operated by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Ended up, Bean got appointed Justice of the Peace for this area, and that began the Law of the West. Now, in Bean's style, he actually began serving a month before his official appointment.
Bean was given a copy of the state statutes to guide his decisions. At least, they hoped it would.
He was given his first book of Texas statutes, and that is in the display case along with a lot of his other personal effects. What he would do is every year, of course, the state would produce a new statutes book, and when it would arrive, he would promptly use it for kindling, because he generally made up his law as he went.
But making up the law, so to speak, wasn't as bad as it may sound.
While a lot of people question that, in hindsight, it did work in this lawless area. People did respect his judgments. If they hadn't have, he probably would have been killed.
Bean was definitely a colorful character, and a stop at his saloon is a must when you're in the Big Bend area of the state. Traveling the countryside in Langtree, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.